Okay. So now we've got our appropriate contacts, we've got our appropriate systems. The next step is to work with parents to make sure that we're providing the type of scaffolding support that the child's going to require to participate effectively in interactions. So the first step is to identify opportunities within the context for the child to communicate. We need to be modeling AAC and speech for the child, waiting and allowing them time to communicate, always responding to the child, and of course monitoring progress and evaluating outcomes. And I'll just go through each of these in a little bit more detail.